Them that much, no?
No. I like watching trains myself.
The end of the trains, yeah?
Oh, here's me Marlon. How are you, man? All right. How's it going? Have a nice time. Good. That's me man there. Did you hear her?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. We're back, you know what I mean? I shouldn't really be on the phone, but you know it's the story. A few drinks and all. No, it's no problem.
Right, yeah.
So, have you all lined up over the Christmas yourself? Like, are you doing a bit of DJing over the Christmas, or will you get the old Christmas off, you know?
I'll do it myself. Yeah. Listen, did you hear Paula Brothers on the air earlier, did you?
Yeah, I heard. Oh, yeah, yeah. Where was she ringing from?
She was ringing from Ballyfermot. Yeah. Not too far away from the studios.
Did you know her, did you?
I know her well. Her father's just walked in the door with a few beers on him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I come over and say hello to him. We'll play back that tape later after your daughter. Listen, Jason.
Yeah?
What can I play for you?
Listen, I'm mad into you too now, but you said you played them already.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll play another bit for you later on, right?
Grand stuff, before 12, because I have to go to bed, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So enjoy the Christmas, happy Christmas now.
And happy Christmas to you, and all the folks.
And to all the DJs, you know, they're all good, you know, listen to it all the time.
So listen, I'll play a bit of YouTube for you after, right?
Great stuff, right. Thanks a lot for letting me on the air now, right? Yeah. I'll see you again now.
And in the meantime, here's a bit of Billy Ocean for you, right?
Well, you could look now. Mind yourself.
Bye-bye. Yeah. It's Q107 FM. We got Paul Davidson on the line from Whitehall. Paul, how are you?
I'm very well, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, going grand. Listen, you're into a bit of Anorex UK. What's all that about?
Well, no, Anorex UK has nothing to do with Anorex Ireland.
Oh, Anorex Ireland. Oh, so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Let you off this time. Now, Anorex Ireland is an independent radio organisation promoting pirate radio in the country. Well, of course, that will all end on the 31st of December.
Yeah.
Or so Mr. Burke would like to think.
Uh-huh.
I would have to say it'll end, you know, on the official line anyway.
We won't say too much about him on the air, anyway.
No, we won't, no. He's a nice man.
He's a nice man. Yeah, he's a very nice man.
He'd be a nicer man now if he gets these stations going quickly in the new year.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
But getting back to Anorex Ireland, we have a major project organised throughout the country with every radio station that the final 90-minute broadcast of every station will be recorded for posterity.
Uh-huh.
And that's primarily for the interest of people working in radio stations and radio listeners.
Yeah, it's true. This film will never happen again. It'll never happen again anywhere, you know?
No, it's the end of an era in this country. And
that's
even
right.
If, even by some sheer quirk, the vast number of stations which are currently on at the moment, making 128 throughout the country, if that number was to surface again in a couple of years' time, which is very, very unlikely, it still would never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
In a similar fashion to the Radio Nova by satellite that we can receive here in Dublin, it's not quite the same as the Radio Nova that was in Dublin up to March 86.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, like, what's the chances? Who's going to get the licenses and stuff like that?
Well, we don't know who's going to get the licenses. It's expected that no station that's currently on will be broadcasting with a license. In other words, there'll be no Q107 or Super Q or Sunshine. It's the people behind the stations which are on at the moment may well become involved in partnerships,
mm-hmm,
backing a new radio station setup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's expected. For instance, Robbie Robinson may be involved with somebody else who might put up 50% of the finance to open a commercial station in Dublin.
Uh-huh.
It's expected that Millennium will will get a license, but won't be called Millennium, it'll be called something else. So between them and personnel involved in Sunshine, that's expected to be the two stations in Dublin. Outside Dublin, it'll be much the same. Mainly the stations who have been making the money up to now will return in a different fashion, if you like, or a different name with a license whenever they are issued.
And how many stations will we have in Dublin after the new year?
Well, in January you'll have two stations, RTE and Millennium. And that's all. Yeah. That's all on the official line.
But what's the hopes? How many licenses are going to be given out, do you know?
Well, according to the newspapers last night and according to the minister, who was at the NIHE conference on broadcasting in Glasnevin yesterday, he stated there would be 25 stations licensed throughout the country, or 25 licenses issued throughout the country. So we'll just have to wait and see exactly where these are going to go and in what towns rather than counties, because some counties have been paired off, like South Donegal with Leitrim is considered to be one location.
Mm-hmm.
As far as one license is concerned, mm-hmm. whereas North Donegal and Central Donegal will be a separate location in itself, mainly because of the mountainous terrain, that whoever would pull up the money to open a station and whoever would be granted the license would have to set up relays all over the county because of the mountains. People wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So that's the news on the outlook, as it were.
More or less at the moment, but we're all looking forward to hearing Dr. Don.
Yeah.
Whenever he decides to surface.
Yeah, we hope to have him on now, over the Christmas anyhow. I was nearly said after the Christmas.
Maybe you'll encourage him to come on Christmas Day.
I hope so. Maybe a bottle of brandy will hang him in there, you know?
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to persuade him.
If we got enough of money together, yeah. Listen, are you into a bit of you too?
Huh?
Are you into a bit of U2 at all?
Oh yeah, Troll's a bit of U2.
Well, I'm going to play this one for Jason Marks. It's in fact the flip side of Angel of Harlem. Not one that an awful lot of people will hear, but they'd be bored silly of hearing the rest, you know?
I see.
So I thought I'd play this one instead. Something different, you know?
A little different.
We play this for yourself, Paul Davidson, and for Jason Marks, who we had on the phone earlier from Blackrock, and yourself, you're out in Whitehall, I believe. That right?
That's right.
So, this is a room at Heartbreak Hotel, okay?
Okay. Nice talking to you, Ray.
Okay, Paul, speak to you soon.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. It's Q107 FM. Here's you two. If you'd like to call us this evening, 2676-98.
Oh, Time now coming up to 10 past 12. That's Wang Chung and To Live and Die in L.A. If you'd like a request or dedication on the program, you can call us now on 267-698, and we'll even let you go live on the air if you so desire. Okay, just reading in the paper there last week about a man from Italy, and his wife weighs 25 stone, and he states in the paper saying, when my wife hangs around the house, she hangs around the house. Yes, I like that indeed. Let's move along with the music. Here comes Jelly Bean featuring Stephen Dante and The Real Thing on the fresh new sound of Dublin's Q107 FM.
I say you never can reason now. Looking in your eyes, yeah. When love comes so naturally, it's meant to be. Now I finally realize, oh.
That's ABC and When Smokey Sings. The time now, 17 after 12 on this Monday morning. It's Monday the 12th of December and start of a new week. Wow, one of those weeks. I hope it's a good week for me and for you. For myself, Alan Burns, I'll be back tomorrow night, tomorrow evening at between 5 and 8. I look forward to speaking to you then. But until then, do have yourself a very nice night. We're going to be closing down in about 15 minutes or so. We'll commence broadcasting at roughly 7 a.m. later on this morning. So for myself, Alan Burns, and all of us still here at Q107, we wish you a very good night now. Bye-bye.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Yeah. as I tear out the pages that I've got in these books to find just some words to get some reward, and I'd show you all the photographs that I ever got took, and I'd play old 45s that now mean nothing to me. And you're a real gone kid, maybe not, baby. And it's driven me. And let me know, let me know, let me know, let me know about all the old 45s and the paperback rooms. And it's scattered all the photographs of summers and suns. And you're a real gone kid. Maybe now, baby.
You can say it's so.